Hello, welcome to the Hot Jollof podcast. I don't know if it was only me, but back in the day, it was cool to publicly admit that you don't listen to Nigerian songs. And I believe that over time, this has changed. But revisiting moments of our history as Nigerians informs of a certain apathy or esteem issues when it comes to Nigerians and how they relate to Nigerian music. I wouldn't say apathy entirely, but there was this certain indifference towards how Nigerian music turned out, and I would chalk it up to how people perceive the quality of the songs to be in comparison with other genres of music, like say hip hop or rap or pop or even Latino music. It was a certain way production-wise, so I would understand where most Nigerians were coming from as regards listening to Nigerian music. But not to entirely knock it off, I went back to listening. I've always listened to Nigerian music, so when I would hear people say that, it hurts a certain type of way. But given the fact that I've always disagreed with that position as to how people perceive Nigerian music, I've always maintained that it was not a matter of content or a matter of, let's say, topical delivery. It was very much a matter of production quality. And over time, as Nigerian music has gained ground production-wise, you can also see how well it has reflected in how we make music and how our music has been received and consumed the world over. When it comes to how Nigerians make music, I think as much as possible, it is important to reflect our Nigerian experiences in these songs. And that is why I am making this list today, Hot Jollof's Top 10 Songs That Mirror Society, Nigeria. Usually, I would go with some other topic like I've always done, but it felt important to do this list based on how much or how wide I have seen things as a Nigerian living in Nigeria and experiencing Nigeria as the day goes by. So without further ado, I'd like to start off the list with my number 10, which is Burna Boy's Waiting Man Godo. One of the things I like about Burna Boy's music is how it is engineered. It is engineered in such a way that you always hear what he's saying over the main instrumentation of the music. As much as there's melody, as much as there's rhythm, you always hear Burna Boy's voice, you always hear his lyricism, you always hear him very clearly on what he says. Every note is enunciated clearly, and I think it is very important in that stage because of how real his lyrics are as a Nigerian reflecting Nigeria or mirroring Nigeria through his lyrical prowess and his messaging. It is very important that the and I think it's very intentional too as to how he has always gone about engineering his sound to have his voice on top. As it concerns this song, I think if you live in Nigeria, one of the things that you would always understand about Nigerians is the fact that we're a very resilient people. Whether this is good or bad, I don't know, but I'm undecided, in fact. But I'd like to say that it is not necessarily a good thing that we're a very resilient people. I think it's a product of our collective trauma, the things that we've experienced over time that has made us very resilient. It's what I'd say survival instinct, because you know that if you don't get it, someone else is going to get it and you're going to get trampled over. It is not something that normal, as somebody said on Twitter some time ago, life or death is not life. You are not living, you are basically struggling. And I think many Nigerians understand this, and coming from where I'm coming from, I understand it too. I always say it's the fact that we fear poverty a lot as Nigerians, and it has affected our psyche in such a way that every day you always have to be on your grind. Every day you always, it's basically hustle culture, raised to power 100. It's crazy out here in Nigeria, and it's a trash way to live. And I believe it's how Nigerians perceive people who don't have money and how they're treated in society that always fuels this need to always have money. Would I say Nigerians are extremely materialistic? I would not say so, because a lot of societies too are materialistic. But in Nigeria, the case is different because there are no safety nets, and you are like one sickness or one tragedy away from poverty. And to be honest, nobody in Nigeria wants to be poor, because if you're poor, you're treated like dirt. And Waiting Man Go Do is such a song that I think explores this, or echoes this reality of Nigerian living, and this resignation to the fact that we are in this hamster wheel as Nigerians, and we are never going to come out of it, probably sometime soon, I pray. But given the fact and the way Nigeria is, and the way our social environment and our social contract with the state is engineered, it is almost impossible to see a way out of this situation when Nigerians truly become something beyond that hustle persons that they are. It's something that is imbibed as survival mechanism, and I think it's something that if the society were good enough for, Nigerians would easily discard and truly live and feel better about life, instead of always trying to upend somebody else to make money. And I like how it mirrors society beyond this prodigality and fantastic splendor that we always see when it comes to Nigerians who have reached a level of success. That's why I think this song makes my list on number 10, Burna Boy, Waiting Man Go Do. Number 9 song for me on this list is Fals, Journey. Now, this track fleshes out Nigeria and Nigerians' total disregard for life. Life is one of the cheapest commodities in Nigeria. If you know, you know. There is like no value on life, and everything that can kill Nigerians will definitely kill Nigerians and go away as freely as it had come. I mean, in fact, as I was making this list some time ago, I remember I heard this news on Twitter of a policeman that stabbed a Keke Napep, a tricycle rider, over 100 naira bribe. And crazy as it sounds that somebody was stabbed over 100 naira bribe, when people came out to protest this death, 5 people were killed extra to that person by policemen attached to that unit where that person who had stabbed. And watching that video, it's a very traumatizing video, because this man, this police officer, stabbed this tricycle rider and wiped his knife with the blood off on the shirt of this tricycle rider. It's that insane. That is not how it should be in a sane society. I mean, you can check up on Twitter or some other social media platform where you can see this video for yourself. And if you are not the kind of person to watch these kind of things, I suggest you don't, because it's very, very sad how life is totally disregarded as Nigerians. And as a point of cultural reference, I like the fact that he sampled Fela's Johnny Just Drop, which is also another important song with another relevant context of its own. And this song is one of those songs that cements Fals' place as more of a rapper and a social commentator than most rappers in Nigeria are to me. And I like the fact that he sees it how he tells it. Of course, he has certain privileges coming from where he's coming from. He's the son of one of the most influential people in Nigeria. But the fact that he's ready to risk most of that, the visibility and all of that, for the ability to tell stories that affect Nigerians as Nigerians, it's just mind-blowing for me, and I respect him a lot for that. Number 9 on my list, Fals, Journey. Number 8 for me on my list would be Twobaba's Man Unkind. Now, there was this time some months ago when I was going through YouTube and I was watching some videos, and an ad popped up, and I saw Shafi Bello as one of the characters into the ad, and I just, okay, it was Shafi Bello. It was Shafi Bello, so I just stopped and let the ad play. It was a 30 minutes movie, actually. So watching the movie was not something I had intended to. It was an ad. If you know how YouTube ads work, it's the fact that you have this skip ad button. So I was always putting my hand on the skip ad, but something just kept me going on the movie, and I'm glad I saw the movie to the end, because it was a movie that explored the story of counterfeit drug making and how it affects society and all of that stuff. That is very tragic. Now, here's the thing. I think it is disgraceful how the Nigerian state has treated Dora Akunyili's memory, Dr. Dora Akunyili. In my opinion, I think she has single-handedly saved more Nigerians than any Nigerian living. With the exception of Dr. Adadevo, I don't think I know much of any Nigerian hero who has saved as much life as these ladies have. And it is very distasteful, almost one of those reasons why people just say, why would I serve Nigeria? Why would I be a patriotic Nigerian? Why would I want to give up my life for Nigerians? Dora Akunyili faced many assassination attempts for her work at NAFDAC, and if it were not for her, I believe many, many Nigerians would have not been born or would have had one defect or the other due to counterfeit drugs or bad food or repackaged food. There's this story going about that some certain supermarkets would have food which is expired, then they would take it back, wipe off the expiry date and print a new one on top of it. I think that is a very, very terrible way to live. And this is what Two-Face does on this song, on my number 8 song on this list, Twobaba's Man on Kind. He explores the topic of counterfeit drugs and substandard product with two excellent stories, one of his friend and the other of another friend who had a birthday party and had bad food served to guests who later had tragic occurrences happen to them. It's very crazy because people are willing to go that low for money, risking people's lives just to make money. It's crazy to me, and I would never understand that level of greed. I would not say I'm not an ambitious person, but I would not understand that level of greed where you have to do these things to people just to make a couple bucks. And I think the story, even as much as it's a movie, I think it tells a very fantastic story, the Shafi Bello's movie, where she was the kingpin of a gang that made counterfeit drugs. She later had an incident where her grandchild was visiting from the US and she was sick, and somebody supplied her same drug to the child, and the child actually died. And her daughter, who had the child, somehow found out that it was Shafi Bello's handiwork, that the drug was on the market, and all of that. In that, she lost a daughter and a grandchild owing to her own greed. And I think more of that should happen in real life, because it's actually very mad when you think about the fact that some people actually, this thing is actually twofold. You are killing people with hope that the fact that they're taking drugs that are standard use, and meanwhile, they're taking something that is just placebo effect. It's your mind working on you, telling you that this drug is working, and the drug may not necessarily be doing what it should be doing. It's crazy, and I think government should take more action on that issue of counterfeit drug and bad food production. That's my number 8 song for me on this list, Twobaba, Man on Kind. Number 7 song for me on this list is De Mama by Timaya. Nigerians, to a greater extent, for people who are very smart, are quite naive as to how much disdain the Nigerian state has for the average Nigerian. I think as much as it is a colonial property, I would not want to get too political now, but I think as much as it is a colonial property, I think we have done too little in transferring that colonial mentality from our Nigerian state to where it should be. The Nigerian state is like a machinery that works to the interest of a very few people to the detriment of the rest of us, and I don't think it should be that way. I mean, the Nigerian state has no qualms with extrajudicial killings, and it's crazy, the fact, because Nigerians are actually the ones whose lives actually fuel this Nigerian state. So I think it took up to Lekki last year on the 28th of October 2024 for many Nigerians to actually understand the fact that the Nigerian state does not give a fuck about the average Nigerian. All it does is wait for the perfect time to kill you. That's just it, because it has happened many times. It has happened with Biafra, Zaki Biam, Odi, and this is one of such songs that even tells the story. This is actually Timaya's way of telling the tale of what happened at Odi in 1999, 2001. I think Zaki Biam was in 2001, then Odi was in 1999, when a bunch of trucks went to a village and decimated everywhere just because It's crazy because there are more civil ways to approach people, especially the civilian population, than all of that, especially when it's not a hostile enemy force. It's actually Nigerians living in Nigeria, and you're sending that much. They do it too. I think it has fueled cynicism in Nigerians. Even if it was a very little part of Nigeria who had that cynicism towards the Nigerian state, a lot of people since Lekki of last year have also developed that cynicism towards the Nigerian state. And I think it's very bad because that's not what we want as Nigerians for Nigerians. And I hope that it changes very soon. Number six song for me on this list is Sound Sultan's Mathematics. Now, as a child growing up, most of Sound Sultan's songs went unnoticed to me because it was just bop. I was more interested in Nigerian music for the bop of it than for the actual message of it. And it very much affects how you perceive an artist and how much influence they have had in the Nigerian music industry if you only pay attention to the bop and not to what their influences have been through messaging and through delivery. For instance, this song mirrors the fact that Nigeria has a very, very deep-rooted accountability problem. Anybody with any bit of power can't get away with anything. It's crazy. And I love the fact that Sam Sultan was able to veil this song under the curtain of bare mathematics. Like, okay, look, I'm just talking about mathematics. But when you listen to this song, after a few listens, you get to understand the fact that he's actually talking about the lack of accountability on behalf of the Nigerian populace to those who have power. It is like telling them, like, okay, we know that you have power, but you have to be accountable, especially when it's political power. You have to be accountable for those who provided you that power. And the way he couched it, it's just one of those songs that would always live on in my head. And also for those who pay attention to Nigerian music a lot, the song also talks about class disparity. That's, of course, the lack of leadership, followership relationship that we have, the lack of ethics amongst our leadership, and also the lack of accountability. It's one of those great songs that mirrors Nigeria perfectly well for me, and it should be on anybody's top 10 classic songs of all time in the Nigerian music industry. If anybody knows what they are doing, they may not know what they are doing, they are not me, but it's on my list of top 10 classic songs of all time in the Nigerian music industry. And by the way, this is not my top 10 list of classic songs of all time in the Nigerian music industry. It's just my way of mirroring Nigeria as a society through these songs. Number 6, Sound Sultan, Mathematics. Number 5 for me on this list is Asha's Fire on the Mountain. This song was released over a decade ago, and I think in that time, little has been done to address the fact that fire is really on the mountain. Look at the Nigerian society, for instance. There's so much talk about Nigerian resilience, even amongst other Africans and people of other culture, but Nigerians are not resilient because they want to be resilient. They are resilient because the culture forces them to be resilient. Look at inflation, for instance. We have this dollar naira gap that doesn't look like it would be closing down anytime soon. We have like crazy unemployment statistics. We have like, I think the last time I checked was 42. I stopped checking because it was crazy. We have 42.5% of the youth population unemployed. What are we doing? This is basically sitting down on a keg of gunpowder and hoping it doesn't explode. I don't hope it does, but the chances of it exploding with this amount of people out of the workforce, people out with so much energy and too little to do productively, is that it could be very, very problematic on the long run. And I think if we pay attention to what has been happening, we all know that fire is on the mountain, from security to the economy to social relations to trust issues among Nigerians and tribal sentiments and tribal distrust. Fire is on the mountain. And I think the administrators of government should take a look at what they have done so far to fuel this fire and how they can douse it before it gets out of hand. That's my number 5 song for this list, Asha, Fire on the Mountain. My number 4 song on this list is Idris Abdul Karim's Mr. Lecturer. Yeah, sometime back, I think a few years ago, Kiki Modi, one journalist associated with BBC, did a documentary on sex for grades. You should totally check it out. I think it's one of the finest works done by Nigerian journalists of any age. Nigerian journalists are usually very calm about doing investigative work. I think people like I would vouch for with their investigative work are Fisayo Soyombo and Samuel Kolaole and David Hundeyin. The rest of them are just basically waiting for people to feed them information. I don't know, that's not my business. But going back to Kiki Modi and her expose on sex for grade issue, everybody who has gone to a Nigerian university knows that this is a thing, this is a phenomenon that we cannot wait to get out of. The fact that most of what is happening in society occurs in the microcosm of the Nigerian tertiary institution setting is just one of those things that I think, if it is tamed, would affect society on the long run positively. Because I have experienced sex for grades scandals when I was in the university. A lot of us have experienced sex for grades scandals in the university, and I think Idris Abdul Karim puts that in song very finely with the fact that he played the character of the lecturer, and Anne Mali played the character of Bimbo Oyemi, the student who was the victim of sex for grades. I also like the fact that the story ended well, if you watch the video, with the fact that the lecturer was arrested and all of that. The input also from people like Cool Kid, Casey Presh, Mark Drummond also helped elevate the song as a storytelling piece of how lecturer-student relationships are actually one of the vices of society that we need to stem, and stem as soon as possible. Very beautiful song, totally recommend. Idris Abdul Karim, Mr. Lecturer, my number four on this list. My number three on this list is African China, Mr. President. Now, when the song came out, it was everywhere. I remember I was in Abuja. I moved from Lagos to Abuja after a few incidents occurred back then, and it was everywhere. Everybody was busting to African China's Mr. President. It's that much of an issue in Nigerian collective psyche. If we all have an issue with selection instead of elections, we always have to ask for accountability from our leaders. We always ask for people who cannot, we will not, it's not as if you cannot, because Nigeria is a very docile society, but people who will not steal from us, people who will do their jobs as much as possible, be competent, and still be. It's crazy because during the last elections, not the last, I think the one of 2015, we had the problem of choosing between competence and corruption. It was that crazy because no nation, no society should have to choose between competence and corruption. A leader should be both competent and, as much as possible, reduce corruption to the minimum. It's mad that Nigerians have to do that, and I think African China echoes that issue so much that anybody with a bit of power in Nigeria can get away with rubbish, and it should not be so. So, if you are Mr. President, lead us well, state governor, governor as well, senators well, and the rest. Give or take, this is one of my best songs of all time in the Nigerian music industry. I won't put it in my top 10, but it's one of my best, of course, with how raw, how Nigerian it is. African China, Mr. President. That's my number three song on this list. My number two song on this list is Pozzy's Sauté. Now, when this song came out, the song came out at a time when nobody expected it to come out, and it came out to a very good time too, because this is one of the very first songs when Nigerian artists would collaborate with artists from the other side, which is the US border, without having to douse their essence for the US artists to shine. Star was hosting the StarQuest event, as at the same time it was hosting Star Mega Fiesta, and Busta Rhymes was invited. Busta Rhymes, sorry, was invited to perform, and he came. And the winners of that year's episode of StarQuest was Pulse as a group of artists. We, of course, you know, DJ Switch from the Lekki Saga, the DJ who recorded that event, she was a part of Pulse. And it's crazy that since the time of when that song was released up until this our saga, we are still in the prayer mood of hoping for things to get better. Isn't that what we always do as Nigerians, to always hope for things to get better? I think it's time when we stop praying and stop taking everything to God in prayer and start getting actively present in how our future and our daily lives are run by government and administrators of government. If an administrator is doing a terrible job, you can recall them. It's there in, I don't know, maybe it's the fact that I have a background in law, but I know that you can recall an administrator that is not doing a good job. You can recall your senators, your governors. No, your governor, you can actually request that they be impeached if they're doing a terrible job. So we are still praying. We have been praying since 1960 and we are still here. Come on, something has to be done. But I think it echoes the Nigerian mentality very much, because the Nigerians are these people who are very religious when it comes to things that they cannot handle. They hand it over to God in prayer. So that's my number 2 song on this list, Pulse, Sote. Number 1 song for me on this list, crazy as it sounds, is a very patriotic song by Timi Dakolo, Great Nation. Number 1, Great Nation, Timi Dakolo. One thing that you would understand about Nigerians is the fact that as much as they have apathy towards the Nigerian state, they are also a very optimistic people about Nigeria. I think the cynicism I have encountered from Nigerians has to be from those who have experienced Nigeria in its worst form on personal terms. If it doesn't affect a Nigerian personally, I don't think they take it very deeply. Nigeria has to happen to you very personally for you to take it very deeply. And it's crazy, because it shouldn't be that way. We should all strive for change in society, even if the whatever that has happened does not affect us as much as it does affect certain type of people. We should always try to see things from other people's perspectives. Not necessarily being sympathetic, but empathetic. It doesn't have to happen to you for you to have empathy towards it. You just have to have empathy. It's crazy, because I think Nigeria is lacking in empathy. Nigerians are very optimistic. I think it's a very fine song too, given how well Timi Dakolo can sing. Not much else for me, because to be honest, I hate seeing Nigeria like this. If there has to be something that can be done by me, of course I'll do it. But it's a very complex problem that requires complex solutions. And given time, I hope to see Nigeria be better. So that's my list on today's episode of the Hot Jollof podcast, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you're listening on any platform, you can subscribe, like, share with family and friends, and hope to see you again sometime next week. Let's see. It's crazy, because I don't know how to end the Hot Jollof podcast. I just go, then switch it up. I think I'm going to find a catchphrase very soon. Let's see. That one is not a catchphrase, God knows. But I'd find one very soon. So this is goodbye from me and the Hot Jollof podcast for today's episode of the Hot Jollof podcast.